Personal Hearts Radio. It is Friday, March 6th, and it is 3 p.m. Pacific Time exactly. God bless you. Welcome. I hope you're having a great day. Let's continue with some music. This is Eternity Piano. Personal Hearts. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Personal Hearts Radio. This is Aaliyah Walker. I am so happy that you guys are with me and we are broadcasting live. I hope you're having a great week and you're having a great day. So let's start with prayer and we're going to start with our scripture reading, okay? Praise God. And I'm so happy that you're listening. You're so important to God and to me, and I am blessed to have you. Father God, we just want to thank you for today. We thank you for this radio show that you have given to us and the words that we are about to speak. Not our will, Father, but thine will be done in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the people that are listening and their hearts are tuned in to hear your word, Father. And anything that is blocking anyone from being here, I command in the name of Jesus to cease and desist. Satan, you are a liar and a thief, and you are a destroyer, and we bind you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that the enemy has no part in this show, nor he will he or ever shall he. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So now we're going to start with our scripture reading. And we have started in the book of John, and we're going to continue in the book of John. I'm going to do a brief review, and that review is starting in John chapter 3, verse 16. What God laid on my heart was to talk about these three P's in preparation. And those three P's are to believe is one, repent is two, and three to be baptized. So in John chapter 3, verse 18, for bullet point number one, he said that he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed the name of the only begotten Son of God. So the first step for the person that desires a personal relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is to believe. You have to believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you do that by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth that God hath raised Jesus from the dead. The second part is to repent. In verse 21, the scripture that backs that up is, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought, or they are wrought in God, or that they are worked in God, or that they're displayed in God. So the second phase is to repent. God commands all men to repent in the name of Jesus. So repent of all the sins that you know about and ask the Holy Spirit to help you to reveal anything that you're not aware of, you know, and just take it all to the cross. Take everything that you've ever done to the cross and lay it there and leave it there. If you've been molested as a child, if you've been brought up without parents, you brought up in a single parent home and you feel that that is hindering you from fulfilling your goal and your plans in life because you didn't have a mom or a dad or you didn't have both parents in the home, bring that to God. You don't want anything to hinder your new walk with the Lord, or you don't want anything to hinder your life. You want to walk free and clear in the Lord, able to hear his voice clearly in the name of Jesus. The third part is to be baptized. Now, many people believe that it is not necessary to be baptized to enter into heaven. I go by what the Word of God says, and the Word of God says, no man shall enter into heaven unless he is born of the Spirit and of water. And so, if Jesus, our Lord and Savior, our Commander-in-Chief, asked us to be baptized, and he himself was baptized, then we, his clay, his servants, should be baptized as well. So, one, believe, two, repent, and three, be baptized in the name of Jesus. Hope that is clear. If not, I'm going to put my email address in the chat box. Feel free to email me with any questions that you have. We're going to begin in chapter 3, verse 25. We're almost done with this chapter, and then we're going to proceed with chapter 4. Someone might be saying, Aaliyah, are we going to keep on reading through John? And the answer is yes. Yes, we will continue reading in the book of John. That's where God led me. The book of John is a good book to start if you want to learn more about the life of Christ, if you want to learn more about being a disciple of Christ, and if you want to learn more about the love of Christ. So the book of John is about if you want to learn more about the life of Christ, if you want to know more about being a disciple of Christ, and if you want to know more about the love of Christ. The book of John is one of my favorite books in the Bible, and I hope you will enjoy it. The Word of God is life, and it heals us, it ministers to us, it brings revelation, it brings fresh air. Praise God. Any part in the Bible that you start, God's able to use that. However, for this radio show, God has chosen John, the book of John. And then we will proceed, after we're done with the book of John, we will proceed wherever the Holy Spirit will lead us. It might go progress into the book of Acts and then Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, and so forth. Or even Revelation, or Jeremiah, the Old Testament. But that's up to the Holy Spirit. So let us begin, shall we? Chapter 25, verse 3. Or chapter 3, verse 25. Thank you. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, which means master, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered and said, A man can receive nothing except it be given him from above, from heaven. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ. This is John speaking in verse 28. Ye yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. See, John is a forerunner for Christ to prepare the way for his coming. Jesus is a king. How often should we prepare our lives to meet the king? How often should we prepare our day to meet the king? Are you prepared to meet the king? Are you prepared to meet the king? Are you prepared to meet the king? Think about that as we listen to the song titled Nearness. Thank you.
I feel you in the stillness. Depart. I know.